Colin Hewitt, 170-pound senior, Farmington Knights.
Hewitt is making a return appearance on the Dream Team, having recovered from an injury to rally back and finish 50-5 this season, taking third place at the state tournament. He's a conference and district champion at the 170-pound weight class and is also a key member of the Farmington football team.
Colin Hewitt, Farmington Knights.
Our next Dream Team athlete today is very familiar with this process. We're talking to Colin Hewitt from the Farmington wrestling team. He makes his fourth wrestling Dream Team. Colin, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be elected to this prestigious team for the fourth time.
Yeah, to make it every year that you were eligible. Have you thought about what kind of accomplishment that is?
Yeah, it's just come from a lot of hard work and just a life dedication to the great sport of wrestling.
Tell me about some of your favorite memories from your final year wrestling at Farmington.
Well, the best one had to be getting that third place team title at the state tournament. That was a huge accomplishment. We knew there were some tough teams at the state tournament this year, and pulling out in the third place spot was pretty cool. Also, winning the conference tournament of the team was awesome because that was the first time in my high school career that we've done that, so those are just a couple of the names.
Well, the state tournament and finishing third place as a team, that was big because everybody had to really pull their weight on the final day because you didn't get off to the best start out there, but everybody did what you needed to do.
At the end of Friday, John was a little upset, but he knew that we could find a way and get back in the top four ranks, and we all pulled through and had an amazing 9-for-9 that day and couldn't be happier with the team and how they performed on that Saturday.
Tell me about your third place match, and obviously you won, but take me through it. How did it go? How did you win it? How did you get it done?
Well, I know I'm good on my feet, so I was very confident on my feet in that match. I ended up with 3 or 4 takedowns in the match. Went to the third period, went all 3 periods. My opponent actually sort of gave up in the last seconds of the match, and I just felt amazingly happy after that was over.
Was that the highest you'd finished, or had you finished higher before?
That was the highest I finished at the state tournament.
Because I remember, I think it was last year, you had an injury that didn't allow you to go, right?
Yes, sir. Major knee reconstruction surgery was in the way of the state tournament. So,
how much did that slow you down going into this year, having overcame such significant surgery?
Well, really, it just lit a fire in me that I feel that it'll never be put out because it forced me to have to watch my friends and teammates go through that state tournament and know that I couldn't help in any way. But that just fuels me stronger and farther in this next pursuit as I take on college wrestling. So I feel like that fire will never be put out, and I just want to work hard and grow myself as an individual and as a better wrestler.
Well, you touched on college wrestling, so I have to do my job and ask you where might that be? Where do you plan on wrestling?
Looking at the most strongly at Drury University right now.
Okay, but that's not a done deal yet?
Not yet.
Okay, cool. So is college wrestling, has that always been something that you've wanted to do?
Yes and no. Freshman and sophomore year, I didn't really think that I wanted to do it, but as the junior year and senior year came by, I realized that I can't abandon something that's helped me so much in life, and I just need to finish what I've started.
I want to talk about your teammates too. You're on the Dream Team with 4 of your Farmington teammates. You guys make up half of the Dream Team, which is very incredible. Bradley Harmon, William Siebert, Jared Nicholson, Devin Savage, and yourself. How cool is that to have those guys along with you?
I've never been a part of something this cool. Being able to take up half the Dream Team spots with just my boys and my teammates, that's an incredible accomplishment and says a lot about Farmington wrestling.
I would like you to say a little bit about Farmington wrestling as well. What's it been like to wrestle for this program for 4 years, considering this is one of the top programs in the state?
It's just been an honor. I know Mark Krause, he's not coaching anymore, but he was a big part of it. I got to thank all the coaches, John Krause, Cody Compton, Josh Hain, Ryan Wadlow stepped in this year, all the coaches through middle school, Terry Hennis, Kenny Johns, the Hennis boys have been around the program a whole lot and have really influenced what we've done in the program. And I believe it's that strong coaching staff that has made the program what it is today.
Well, tell me again about your family and what they've done to help support you, like your parents, their names, and stuff like that.
Well, my father is Andy Hewitt. My mother is Sherry Hewitt. If you come to a Farmington wrestling match, you'll always see them up there in the stands. They went to everything of mine this year, except my father. He has had a little work conflict, but almost everyone, they support me with all they can, and it really is humbling to see that how much my parents care for me like that.
Is there anybody else you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank all my friends and everybody that has kept me on the right track and helped me thus far in my wrestling career.
You ended your senior season with a record of 50-5. Do you know what your overall record throughout high school was?
Oh, man, I wanted to get to that 200, but it's probably 175 wins. I don't know how many losses, but
okay,
just an estimate.
But had it not been for the injury, you probably would have been close to 200, I would think.
I would hope, yeah, pretty close.
Colin, congratulations on your fourth Dream Team appearance. That is something to really be proud of, to make it every year in high school. And we look forward to seeing you guys at the Dream Team ceremony.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor.